Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Omni Nashville Hotel. We were just lamenting. Reggie Cobb passed away. He was a star at Tennessee in the late 80s, running back. Local product out of Knoxville. The top running back in America that one year, the 86 class, I believe, Leroy Thompson. Top-rated running back on the planet. Ended up at Penn State. He didn't do a lot there. Matter of fact, during that era, I believe Blair Thomas was the guy, the big name running back at Penn State during that stretch. Remember, they also signed Sam Gash, who was a big back, during that same time. But Blair Thomas was the man. He was the notoriety guy during that period of time, not Leroy Thompson. Leroy Thompson was recruited to be that guy, though, and I know Tennessee fans were very upset when he got out of there. So what else was happening? And again, rest in peace, Reggie Cobb. But late 80s, weren't we experiencing the downfall of Galen Hall, who came in to save the day from all the Charlie Pell stuff? Who was there, okay. And then things, unfortunately, went down under him, so they went and had to go get Spurrier, which turned out well. That part turned out well. But late 80s, in the SEC, Alabama was stumbling around with Bill Curry. Remember now the 89 year for Alabama was pretty good with Bill Curry. They actually got to the Sugar Bowl. Remember, it was a three-way tie that year, Alabama, Auburn, and Tennessee. Not two-division play back then, one division. Georgia had not transitioned over to Ray Goff yet, right? These were the latter years of Vince Dooley. Vince got his natty 1980. Vince had that run between 80 and 82 that was one of the best runs ever they had. What else was happening? Now Pat Dye, during that stretch there, really had Auburn going. Yeah, Auburn for, what, year two under Pat Dye for quite some time, had a heck of a thing happening there now. Very steady and very good. Very physical, tough, hard-nosed football teams. Auburn football. Whoever else, I believe you had LSU with Tommy Hodson during that stretch. It was a different time. Bobby Bowden was over 10 years in at Florida State. He was starting to get things rolling. Bobby was setting it up for the incredible 90s run during that stretch. Miami was just hitting natty after natty during that stretch. 83, 87, 89, 91. I mean, Miami is rolling during this stretch. Got another one in 01. Yeah, I was just trying to think. Tell you how weird everything was back then. In some cases, Tennessee signed Chuck Webb right after Reggie Cobb at running back, and he was one of the highest, if not the highest rated running back in that class. Kevin Steele, now the defensive coordinator at Auburn, is the one who signed Chuck Webb out of Toledo, Ohio, to go to Tennessee. That's how I originally got to know Kevin Steele, that moment right there. And they also signed Carl Pickens, a wide receiver, out of the hills of North Carolina, who was a receiver, would have been a five-star in today's ranking system. So they signed a five-star running back and a five-star receiver, and they were ready immediately. And you got to remember that 88 season, Tennessee started 0-6. They kept those guys redshirted. Webb and Cobb sat there, which today that would never happen. You've got a five-star running back who is everything he's supposed to be. He's not overrated. And a five-star wide receiver who's everything he's supposed to be. He's not overrated. And you're redshirting them. Now, that's just part of explaining how times have changed, too. I understand that part. The GOAT checking in again this morning from the beautiful Emerald Coast. We're back on down there. Appreciate everybody down there. Love that relationship. Says, Bill, the Florida-Miami matchup. Tell the GOAT if you agree or disagree. Quarterback, I give the advantage, he says, to Florida. I agree. Running backs, Florida. I agree. Wide receivers, Florida. I agree. O-line, he says, is a push. D-line, he says, go with Miami. Linebacker, go with Miami. Quarterback, oh, that'd be cornerback, sorry. Go with Florida. Safety, go with Miami. Punting, go with Florida. Kicking, go with Florida. What do you think? I don't have an issue with any of that. And plus, I know what I'm getting in Dan Mullen. I don't know what I'm getting in Manny Diaz as far as being the head coach. Now, I do know what I'm getting in Manny Diaz when it comes to energy and just bringing that program back to where they look like they have bounce. The energy vampire, as we know, has trouble sustaining that at all. Even when they started 10-0 a couple of years ago. It's just something the energy vampire can't do. I know what I'm getting in Mullen. I don't know what kind of head coach Manny Diaz is. I think Manny Diaz is probably going to be a pretty good head coach. But that is an estimate. That's not based on anything because we've never seen it. So the trust factor in this game has got to go with Florida. And another big item is, do we trust what Miami's going to trot out on the field at quarterback? Spring game, they said Tate Martell actually had some good numbers. Nikosi Perry's in there battling. But is that winning at quarterback against the teams you've got to play? That's very unclear right now. All the trust in this game, with me, goes to Florida, not to Miami. I have not a lot of faith in Miami as it pertains to that game. I haven't judged Manny Diaz harshly yet because I don't know which way to go with that. Manny Diaz's roots date all the way back to here in the borough. He was here a long time, coaching very nearby Jeff in the borough as the defensive coordinator at MTSU. He's a good coach, a good defensive coordinator for the most part now. As the head guy, I'm just saying. Jeff, too, says, Bill, who is this Ray Goff you speak of from Georgia? He says, I only know of him as Coach Goof. Sincerely, Steve Spurrier. coach goof. That is true. The guy that coined that term originally, that's right, is Coach Spurrier. I remember, I've told you the story, I remember telling the defensive coordinator, the recruiting coordinator at Georgia that, and they all just kind of went silent on me. Either they didn't know it, or they didn't want that public. They did not want that confirmed. And I kind of felt bad. You know, as a more mature adult now, I don't know if I'm talking to a recruiting coordinator, I don't know that I would say, hey, you realize they call your head coach and then it's some disparaging term. At the time, I just thought, hey, let's let it fly here. Bob Pittard was the longtime Georgia recruiting coordinator, and I knew him well. You want me to repeat the Eric Zier story again for you? How many times have you heard this story from me? So Eric Zier and Heath Shuler are the two big-name quarterback recruits. One's in Marietta, Georgia, and one is in the hills of North Carolina. And this would have been the class of, 91 maybe, something like that. And Heath Shuler ended up in Tennessee, which I thought would happen, but everybody was in on him. 6'3", about 225, had a big arm, could run like crazy, just wasn't very smart. Was picked third by the Redskins and never got anything done. But third overall. Anyways, Eric Zier is down there in Marietta, and he's throwing the ball up and down the field. He's having a monster career. Everybody wants him. So it's a random Saturday. I think it's after the regular season. And it's probably 2 in the afternoon, and I'm talking with Bob Pittard. Yeah, I can tell this story now. Statute of limitations. So I'm talking with Bob Pittard, and we were going over players. And I said, who's going to get Eric Zier? And he said, what? And I said, who's going to get Eric Zier? And he goes, you want the truth on that? And I said, well, yes. I asked you the question. And he goes, well, just give me a second. And I hear somebody grab the phone and say, hello, it's Eric Zier. Then Pittard grabs the phone, says, any more questions about Eric Zier? That was a thing. No, that was a thing. I wish I could tell all of these, but that's one I've told you before. Pittard was that kind of guy now. Pittard was that kind of guy. He liked to have fun with you. He liked the cat and mouse game with the recruits. But he also liked it, and I don't know who all he talked to. I don't think he talked to many people. I know he talked to me. There's probably some Georgia beat guy he did speak with privately. But he liked that little cat and mouse, too. So he put Zier on the phone. Eric Zier actually moved here and lived here for a while. And his wife, ex-wife, is still here. She's a big real estate name here. If you're in the Nashville, I think Wilco too now, 615. And I don't know which real estate company she's with, but you will see the name Zier. And I don't remember her first name. You'll see that name in a lot of the signs that are in yards and stuff. You'll see that name around here a lot. I think they busted up, and I think he's back in Georgia. I think he's been back there. Is he? Here's the other thing. Grant, you Bulldogs who listen to the show, Brown Man, is he part of the Georgia broadcast now? Maybe he's been for a while. After Larry Munson, I haven't been digging into who's doing radio. I know the play-by-play guy for Georgia, but isn't Zier, at least I think, part of their radio broadcast? I think so. Somebody bean count that for me as well. Tickets at Primo Seats. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. PrimoSeats.com. And remember, use the name Bill Iskig. That's concerts, that's sporting events, whatever you may want, wherever you want to go. Whatever tickets you're looking for, Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. And again, use the name Bill Iskig. Put that in the promo code box, 5% off for doing that. Let's get the first break here in hour number three, Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash in Bordeaux on Briley Parkway between Dickerson and Ashland City Highway. Still clearing wrecks on 24 eastbound between Whites Creek Pike and Old Hickory Boulevard. And another in Madison on Old Hickory Boulevard West at Gibson Drive. Self-Storage Solutions with clean new facilities in Greenbrier and Springfield. Locally owned and operated. Call 615-851-7277. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Round here, everyone knows you need the right tool for the job. It's the difference between orders filled and orders missed, between return customers and product returns. That's why I order from Grainger. With over 250 local branches, will call product pickup, and a time-saving mobile app, it's easy to get it right. When it comes to getting what you need, when you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
GEICO presents yet another voicemail from your roommate.
So, about the kitchen. Turns out, when there's a grease fire, you're not supposed to throw water on it. Who would have known, right? Anyways, the fire department is here, and it's totally cool. Give me a call back when you get a chance.
The GEICO Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected. Like if danger is your roommate's middle name. Visit GEICO.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
I'm Eric Oprun, Managing Director of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlet to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the Biscuit Bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant, or our upscale Honky Tonk Bar Lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show.
Can these sick people be cured?
Yeah, you all right? I'm going to knock that chest off.
Doesn't anyone do any work around this joint anymore?
Weekday mornings at 9.
I have you guys on every morning to wake up to.
I got
to
tell you, nobody loves you more than I do.
You guys are way too cocky.
Makes a cut off and running.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Tri-State Forecast.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan Forecast. This morning, patchy fog, otherwise sunny today with a high of 82. Mainly clear tonight, low 56. Tuesday, sunny, high 82. Partly sunny with a stray shower Wednesday, the high 80. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Omni Nashville Hotel. We're going to be downtown in that area at the Ted Rhodes Golf Course. Well, not quite in the downtown area, but not far off. At the Rod Reed Golf Tournament, which benefits the TSU football program. Always like being there. That'll be this Friday at the Ted Rhodes Course. Come on by. If you happen to be in the area, or if you want to play, for that matter. I'm sure they can get you on the course. Before I get the call, 888-702-5494, a couple things on Twitter. Roundman says, Bill, yes, Eric Zier is the color guy for the Georgia radio broadcast. He's been doing it about 5 years or so. That's what I thought. I've not heard him. Roundman, I'm guessing he's good. Now, I haven't heard him. I'm guessing he's pretty good. Jeff 2 says, Bill, Carrie Zier is with Remax, and her office is in Brentwood. She just got a free plug. Somebody send her an invoice for that. Kerry, I don't know if you knew this, but they just plugged your real estate services. So here's the bill. Tell her it's rate card plus 20%. When you get a blind plug like that, it costs more, actually. Not less. No hometown discounts. No Eric Zier discounts. Just because I remember him during recruiting. Cosby Cattleman, what's happening, sir?
Start chugging those Molsons, crazy, see, because the Preds face elimination tonight, Monsieur King. How'd your Easter go?
I had the hockey on, and I was cooking ribs. I had 11 people to feed, so it was ribs, lots of mac and cheese, lots of twice-baked potatoes, and lots of lemonade pie.
Well, I thought I had you drilled, but that sounds pretty good. You can't top ribs. I mean, that's always a winning hand. But I was out on the West Knox, right there on those sea rays, Bill. Those sea rays were rolling yesterday.
Is it warm enough, the water?
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful over here. Lakes, boats everywhere. Let's put it this way. It's not Percy Priest Lake. It's the real deal over here.
Yeah, on our lake, it's nothing but syringes, so we can't get in.
Nothing but syringes and plastic bags, stuff like that, muddy.
So can you drink that water?
In there, too. Probably some sewage in there, too.
Now, didn't you say that the lake that's behind where Carson Newman is actually is fake news? Weren't you telling me that?
Well, it goes up and down. Let's put it this way. It goes up and down like your swimming pool does sometimes.
We went up there, they were bragging on it, and one of the coaches was talking about going to be out there on the lake and how nice it is, and if you're a student up here, you're going to love it. But then you told me that was fake news. That's why we didn't end up going there.
Yeah, it looks like a rack in January. Looks great in July. It looks like a rack in January. Rises and falls about 35 feet.
Oh, my.
Hey, Bill, I got some. Wanted to did a Nashville update and some stay on topic with you on football here.
Okay, yes.
Nashville getting all the ink on the draft Thursday night, and all the, you know, ESPN's already shooting live shots off lower broad and all that, and the pedal bars and everything.
Correct.
I need an update on Megan Berry's trees, and they got those suckers planted out there at Berry Hill Cemetery yet.
I don't have the latest on that, Cosby Cattleman, but it was a hell of a good idea. She needs a place to hide, doesn't she?
Yeah, and I mean, Goodell got those trees. They moved them. I just wondered if they moved them down to Berry Hill or what happened to them.
I don't.
I'm sure Megan Berry's still interested. We need an update. Maybe Crazy C can make a kind of phone call for us, Bill, over the break. In between those Molsons waiting on the Preds tonight.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, Bill, let's get on to some football here, staying on topic. You were talking about Zier there real quick.
Yep.
You know, I can never forget everybody calling in about Heath Shuler down there. All the Bammers thought they had Heath Shuler. Everybody was calling in on him and Zier, too, for that matter. They were 1-2. And that was I was there for the shootout down there in Athens in 92, fat and reverse golf. Shuler made the last play, made it like a 4th-and-14 to Ronald Davis, won the ball game. Great football game. But you know, Bill, you know the history books for people.
Let me ask you a question, though. Don't you think that game right there, and the Florida game, too, that year, and Johnny was out with heart surgery. He was having to sit out for everybody who don't remember. But don't you think maybe that Georgia win on the road against a Georgia team that nobody thought Tennessee could beat might have been the moment where Fulmer was going to take over?
Oh, it would be critical, as Sergeant Carter would say. And, of course, they had the rain monsoon game on Spurrier, too, right in there.
Right.
So, I mean, that was kind of 1A and 1B. Yeah, I mean, if that doesn't go like that, who knows how that would have all gone down.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, Bill, one thing on that, you know, Shuler had to famously held out for money, and the Redskins fans turned on him immediately. I mean, his career was, you know, he was so unpopular up there in D.C. before he ever even put a helmet on. But, you know, Zier, he had a decent pro career. He hung around with the Browns for a while. I'd say he's probably got an NFL pension. I think he hung, you could Wikipedia it, bean counters could, but I'd say he probably hung out in the NFL 5 or 6 years. Cleveland and I don't know where else.
Right.
Maybe Detroit. He had the better pro career than Shuler did. Who would have thought that? Because Shuler, you know, he had the big arm. This day, you never seen a bigger gun than Shuler's, Bill. What would Shuler be in these RPO offenses today?
Oh, my gosh.
Today?
Well, he'd be good, but the only problem Shuler had is he wasn't the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I was watching the game out at Arkansas. It was about a 35-mile-an-hour wind. He threw the ball all the way across the field. Didn't even faze it. Huge arm on that guy.
If people don't remember, he wore number 21, which kind of takes you back to John Hadle, but he wore number 21. He was about 6'3", 230, and naturally jacked up. I mean, he was country strong. He had a big arm, and Duke could run around like crazy. Tell you what he was. Now, again, this is not going to sound right, but he's a poor man's John Elway, was his ability level. Really was.
Coming over to Bryson City over there, Buzz Country over around the Indian Reservation where the casino is now. He wrecked his foot, broke his foot, and he never recovered from it. And then I think didn't he finally wind up with the Raiders? Didn't they try to salvage him out there in Oakland, I think?
I lost. I remember his dad, Joe Benny Shuler, who was a mailman. I remember him. I talked to him a few times. And, of course, he had a little brother named Benji, wide receiver.
Oh, yeah. Moving along here, Bill. One thing on Reggie Cobb and then one thing on Diaz.
Yep.
You know, Bill, I think speaking of bean counters, you missed one thing. Reggie Cobb played in the 88 season. He got blowed up down at Auburn. Remember that shot Auburn put on him in 88?
No, I was trying to – if I mixed that up, I knew that. I was trying to talk about Webb and Pickens, who got redshirted that year. If I mentioned Cobb there, I was overlapping.
You remember they threw it out there in the flat, some Auburn linebacker just plowed him in the next week. Remember that hit?
Correct. That was –
yeah, that was vicious.
Yeah.
That was the year UT started out 0-6. Everybody was living on billboards, and they should have fired Johnny right there in 88.
Correct.
Johnny never should have seen 89.
But you know what's interesting is Leroy Thompson didn't bust a grape up at Penn State.
No, I mean, yeah, Reggie Cobb, he was kind of just thrown in as an afterthought. But I told you before, Bill, Tennessee has had a lot of trouble with five-star players coming out of East Tennessee. They almost never get them for whatever reason. Cade Mays, Leroy Thompson. The list goes on and on. The other, the Collins, Brent Collins, Todd Collins, they went up down there at Georgia. It's just weird. The only one they really ever got was Jason Lehman.
Correct. That one turned out well.
It's the weirdest deal. If you see a five-star in East Tennessee, you can about ride it down there going somewhere else. Weirdest thing I can't ever figure out. And, of course, that 89 team, too. Cobb was a big player on that 89 team. It was all offense, no defense. And I was after that Cotton Bowl, famously, when Doug Matthews got caught on TV cussing, and that was it for him. So next time Matthews is talking to Fatmer, maybe they can talk about that 89 Cotton Bowl on CBS.
Jeff, too, Eric Zeier played from 95 to 2000, the Browns, the Ravens, and the Bucks.
Yeah, I think, 4 or 5 years you get your NFL pension? Isn't that right, 4 or 5, something like that?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
So, hey, one last thing, Bill, on Manny Diaz, hearing you talk about that. I kind of keep an eye on Miami. I know you do, too, a little bit, and USC also. Football in Paradise.
Right.
The FAU, Kiffin, Football in Paradise.
Yep.
And, when you hear these national guys like to come on and rank jobs, and they always say, well, talk about great jobs. They always talk about how great Miami is and USC is because of all the talent. You know, just the five-star dudes.
Right.
3 miles from your campus.
Right.
And any list, you'll hear somebody talking about how great the Miami job and the USC job is. And here you are, you got Clay Helton. Yeah, he's number one on coach's hot seat right now. We don't talk about it a lot because it's out there on the West Coast unless I call you about it, which I do. And then you got Manny Diaz. And, yeah, he could be somebody really good, or he could be just one of these – he could be the fly from op for all we know, no head coaching experience. But back off and look at the number of questionable hires Miami's made, going back to when Butch Davis left for the NFL. Coker was just kind of pulling Barry Switzer down there, keeping it in the road. It worked out for him. Then it fell apart. Then who they go through down there? Al Golden. Who was the guy before then that's at Florida now? They've just had 3 or 4 bums in a row. And it seems to me like if I was Miami football and I cared about it, you really want to step back in a casino like Fatmer did and hire a coach with no head coaching experience? I mean, Kirby Smart, I know that's kind of the trend. Kirby Smart, you got to start somewhere. Kirby Smart had no head coaching experience, but everybody tell you, oh, Miami's the greatest job in the world, blah, 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 blah. And they go out and hire Manny Diaz with no head coaching experience, and Kiffin's 15 miles down the road fishing for snook on a boat.
Jeff, Jeff on Twitter here for you says, Harrison Smith, Randall Cobb, and Chad Pennington from Maryville.
Oh, yeah. A lot of those dudes, though.
They weren't five-star. Now, Harrison Smith might have been, but.
Yeah, Harrison Smith was a highly recruited player. Randall Cobb was a 3-star dude. Tennessee came in on him late. Kentucky recruited him as a quarterback.
Right.
Old Fatmer over in Blount County drive by his high school every day and is too dumb to prioritize the guy. I mean, you look at that right now. Between Patrick Willis out here in West Tennessee, Randall Cobb, killing it in the NFL, and old Fatmer whiffed on both of them.
Yes.
Right there in Blount County, Bill. Right there in Blount County. That's where Fatmer lives in Blount County.
That's right.
And you riff on Randall Cobb?
Yes.
Well, Bill, that's about all I got. I'll tell you, one last thing. I'm going to try to call you this week. Might be a little sparse. I'm going up to Keeneland for the rest of the week. So it's bourbon. Put the dickle down for a few days and grab the maker's mark. But I'll be up here at the races all week. But I'll try to give you a holler.
Okay. See you.
See you.
Driving right by the high school every day. Can't even pull in and say, I love you. Oh, my God. 888-702-5494. The Cosby Cattleman strikes again. We'll get the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck on James Robertson Parkway off 3rd near the Court Square building. Wrecks on 65 South toward the North Loop and on 65 North past the 440 split. In West Hermitage, traffic on 40 West is crawling along. Mayfest at Obergatlinburg, a traditional German celebration of spring. Dance around the Maypole May 17th through the 25th. Log on to Obergatlinburg.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle.
It took 15 minutes to click on the banner ad entitled, You Won't Believe What These Child Stars Look Like Now. Be dissatisfied, and kinda sad, about how the child stars look. And now your computer is plagued by incessant pop-up ads.
Oh, this can't be good.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 clickbait minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Groceries. Loaded for free. In my car's trunk. With Walmart's grocery pickup.
Try Walmart's free grocery pickup. Order online and we'll bring them out to your Batmobile. Download our grocery app today.
Just order online and pick up curbside. Walmart!
$30 minimum. Restrictions apply.
Hey, what you reading?
It's called The Ledger. There's a great column on the Titans.
So it's a sports publication?
No, not just sports. Like, see here? There's a great cover story on why Middle Tennessee's real estate market is so hot. The Ledger has stories written by some of Nashville's best, most experienced journalists. And you can get all the information on the Mid-State's fast-growing restaurant scene. There's profiles of community leaders and data that helps generate leads for my business.
And sports?
Yes, including UT coverage from Knoxville.
Expensive?
Is free expensive?
Free, huh?
Yeah, grab you one at hundreds of locations and tnledger.com. It's The Ledger. Pick one up today.
Knowledge is power in dealing with Alzheimer's disease. On Tuesday, April 23rd, the Alzheimer's Foundation of America's Educating America Tour stops in Nashville. The Alzheimer's Educational Conference will provide information about brain health, caregiving, support services, and more. Pre-memory screenings will also be offered at the conference, which takes place from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Country Music Hall of Fame, 225 Fifth Avenue South. To learn more or register for the free Alzheimer's educational program, call the Alzheimer's Foundation of America at 866-232-8484 or visit alzfdn.org.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and we had a rare NASCAR off weekend this past. Drivers vacationing all over the globe, it seems. But up next, that rest is going to go out the window as it's Talladega Super Speedway. I know, that's just cruel. Grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Jeff Gordon, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Every single weekday right here.
He gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction.
Presented by the Omni. I'm in the Wilco location. Crazy Charlie in the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. 888-702-5494. Jeff 2 says, Bill, player pensions in the NFL kick in after a player has played 3 years. Payments do not begin until players reach age 55. So that's in general. Yeah, I appreciate that. Me not being a big NFL guy, would not have known that. Robert says, had my Rectech 680 out, Bill, going Saturday for Easter Fest. The new Wi-Fi controller is awesome. Yeah, I use that oftentimes, too. I've got the 700 bull, which is big and bad. I had two of them out. I had so many ribs to smoke that I had to get two of them out. I had the bull out, and I had the RT340, which is the smaller one, and it's got the collapsible legs, so you can travel with it. You can go to the beach. You can go to your tailgating, favorite school, wherever it is. Just slide it in like it's luggage. Get it out. Extend the legs, and you are ready to go. Yeah, I had both of them going because I had that much to do, and it was good. Had ribs, had mac and cheese. Kids love mac and cheese. This is about what the kids wanted. Had twice baked potatoes. I tell you what they like. Slide me a recipe if you've got one. I like the one I use, but there may be a better one out there. They like the twice baked potatoes, except they're starting to like it without the shell. You know how you'll build it? You'll cook it the first time. Then you'll cook the potatoes. Then you'll take all the contents out of the potatoes, mix it all together with whatever you're going to mix it with. And then you put it back in the empty shell. Then you cook it again, right? They like it in the shell, but they also like it when you just discard the shells and you just have it in a big casserole dish. And it's served up like that. So that's like halfway between mashed potatoes and twice-baked potatoes in the shell. Subway. They like that, too. We've been doing that a lot, too. Filled with a lot of cheese, a lot of bacon, a lot of butter, a lot of things that you need to be careful with. Except your kids, so it's okay. To a certain extent, it's okay, unless you got an issue. Which, knock on wood, we don't have any. Yeah, that is good. Yeah, with the RecTech, you can monitor the internal temperatures from the machine, or you can get the external thermometer as well, or temperature gauge as well. And I've got both. On all chicken, you want an internal of about 165. On brisket, you want to be up on top of 195, 200, 202. Now, it depends on where you like to be there. But that's a different internal on those. Those on the one that I bought separate from the RecTech machines, the temperature gauge, it's got all the temperatures, the internals on each kind of meat. The desired internal temperature on each kind of meat, whether it's chicken, whether it's steak, brisket, whatever it might be, or whether it's seafood. It's got all that. It is a fantastic little toy to play with. Jeff in Ashland City says, Bill, in basketball, I remember Elston Turner went to Ole Miss, and he used to torch Tennessee. Yeah, he was a Knoxville native. I remember that, too. He goes on to say, Bill, did Shuler have that great of an arm? He said, I thought it was good, but not anywhere like Tony Robinson. Well, T-Rob was more of the buggy whip thing. And T-Rob had a fantastic natural throwing motion. Tony Robinson, for those of you who don't know, came out of Tallahassee, Leon, and signed with Tennessee and was quarterback there in the mid-80s and blew his knee in the Alabama game and never came back. He had an incredible natural throwing motion. I mean a high-level NFL throwing motion. T-Rob got in trouble. After he blew his knee, he and his buddy who came up there with him, B.B. Cooper, got in trouble. It was a Coke deal, not the drink. And they got in some trouble. Later, T-Rob, Tony Robinson, ended up the quarterback for the Redskins in the scab games. Remember that? Man, we've talked about that on the show before. He came back. and was the QB for the Redskins in the there was obviously work stoppage in the NFL. Well, there was a player strike, but they went on and started playing with the scabs, which is always really controversial, makes everybody mad, gets everybody wanting to fight each other. T-Rob was the QB for the Redskins. And best I recall, did a pretty good job. He had a big-time arm. Shuler was more of a gunslinger kind of arm. Both had arm strength. T-Rob was probably much more natural as a football motion. Shuler was more of a just brute strength dude. Shuler's one of those guys that as a high school senior and as a freshman at Tennessee, and got to remember, he redshirted too. But he was 6'3", 230 without even trying. And I'm talking about pretty jacked up naturally. Just a big, thick guy who was very athletic. And not only was athletic, he could run, but if he needed to, he could be quite physical running the football. And had a big arm. He wasn't there long enough, really, for anybody to attach to him. He turned pro early. That made a lot of people mad. I remember he turned pro after his junior year, which would have been actually, let me rephrase that. If we're talking about sports terms, after his redshirt sophomore year, okay? And the next thing you know, I'm doing a show. In fact, this is early 90s, so I also did a Saturday afternoon show, and I love that show. Had such a good time with it. Anyways, we were sitting there, and fans were calling me really, really mad. And I was saying, well, what's wrong? Why are you all of a sudden down on Shuler? He turned pro. I know you didn't want him to turn pro, but he's got that right. No, Bill, he's over here in Rivergate signing autographs. It's too soon for that. So they had already turned on him. This is 93-ish, end of 93, I think. Yeah, they were already mad at him, man. They'd already turned on him. Not only did he have the audacity to turn pro after only didn't seem like much over a year of playing time. Actually, it was better part of two, but something like that. Now he's over here already gouging us for money at a local mall. Rivergate would be on the east side, everybody, if you don't know your area. If you don't know your 615 geography, that'd be on the east side. Anyways, good stuff there. Let's do this. Let's get one more break here on this Monday edition. Again, Friday we'll be at the Ted Rhodes Golf Course for the golf tournament benefiting Tennessee State University football. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck on 14th and Broadway near White Castle in Midtown. In West Hermitage, traffic on 40 West is extremely slow. 24 West is slow from Harding to the Eastern Split. Watch for wrecks on 65 South toward the North Loop and on 65 North past the 440 Split. The U.S. Air Force has more than 200 career choices. Log on to airforce.com. I'm A.J. Rose with your on-time traffic.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's opponents on Man versus Train. At the crossing, we have Rick, a 175-pound frustrated man who's running late for work. And on the tracks, we have Bull, a million-pound freight train that takes a mile to stop. Let's see who comes out on top.
You can't beat a train, so don't try. Stop. Trains can't. Paid for by NHTSA.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you think you can solve any problem by turning your computer off and on.
Hey man, is something wrong with your laptop?
Nah, I just need to turn it off and on. It's no problem.
It's smoking.
Yeah, that just means it needs to reboot.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
And now it's on fire.
Happens all the time. It's all good.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
peppy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover, and G410 Plus driver, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Against all better judgment, Nashville Sports Radio presents Redneck Nation Radio. Captain Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck talk Nashville Predators hockey every game day at 5 a.m. Check them out online at FredneckNation.com or on Twitter at Redneck Nation. That's Redneck Nation Radio every game day morning at 5 right here on the station for hockey trench warfare, Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. This morning, patchy fog, otherwise sunny today with a high of 82. Mainly clear tonight, low 56. Tuesday, sunny, high 82. Partly sunny with a stray shower Wednesday, the high 80. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show is there to break it down.
Triple 8-7-0-2-5-4-9-4. And on Twitter at Bill is King. So spring game's done. Is there any spring game of significance that we are forgetting about? I don't think so. Spring games aren't worth remembering. So I don't know why I just suggested, is there one that we're forgetting about? No. Fake football, I don't catch a buzz off any fake football. I'm sorry. I can't do it. Yeah, news from the weekend. Georgia had their spring game. And they've got a lot of talent. You know what's an interesting mental exercise? And we could do this with any team, and probably will between now and the August camp and all that. But talking about Florida football, University of Florida football, they had a really good year one under Mullen. I'd say the low point was probably the Kentucky game. And frankly, I mean, that's not to downgrade Kentucky. Kentucky had their best season since the late 70s. But again, that was a moment where Gator fans were really down. It was too early to judge Mullen, but man, we're not getting anything done here. We just got punked at home by Kentucky. Now, again, there was more to the story than that, but that was early on. As the season progressed, everybody saw that the Gators were a well-coached football team. The only thing in Florida's way would be ultimate personnel. And they got beat up pretty good in the Georgia game, which, frankly, they should get beat in that game handily. Georgia has that much better talent than Florida. Florida's not back where they were, but Florida is a well-coached team trending correctly in the right direction. But the question is, and I've seen this happen, and so have you. Sometimes you have a really good year one, and everybody thinks that's just the start, and all our records from here on out will always improve. That's not the way it works necessarily. Sometimes year one is a surprisingly good year. Then you have to take a step back for a year or two before you can advance even further than you went in year one. Is that where Florida is right now? Because Georgia is still the overwhelming team to beat. I don't think that's up for question right now. Unless something were to happen. If Jake Fromm goes down, They don't have an answer at quarterback right now. Not somebody who's ready. Same with Ohio State because Matthew Baldwin left. Justin Fields goes down. There's not a good answer to what would Ohio State do if something happens here. So I'm wondering if this is more of a let's drop back a game or two if you're the Gators. Not purposely, just it happens before we can ultimately make that really strong run at supremacy in the East again. Just what I'm saying. Roundman says, Bill, spring game Natty goes to who? And then he has a bunch of question marks. Who had the most? You know what? It's going to go to Connecticut. Connecticut has just passed up North Carolina. Remember when Brian from Rhode Island called the show? And he said, Bill, it's so bad up here that they canceled the UConn spring game. To me, that means you're the champ. Here's how bad it is. Remember, they don't have their on-campus facility at Stores. They don't have an on-campus facility. It's in East Hartford. They have to bus to it or drive to it, whatever. They canceled it because so few people would be there that it would cost money. It would be a loser in the pocketbook to actually stage that fake game. So they canceled it. To me, that's the epitome of spring practice right there. Connecticut football is your spring natty. I'm just saying. A team that none of you give a rip about, nor will you ever watch a minute of one of their games, likely, has just been declared the first annual Bill King Show Spring National Champion due to the ultimate futility. Nobody gives a rip among our fan base, so we really don't need to have this game. Because it costs us money when we go to that facility that's not on campus. We don't want to write the check because you folks won't support it. So we're not playing. And nobody gave a rip about that either. You think there's one talk show up that way that even mentioned that? Peter says, Bill, here's an article. X college football coach Tommy Tuberville, I love me some Tubbs now. Everybody knows that. Reveals why he will run for state senate against Doug Jones. He says, Bill, can Roll Tide fans vote for Tommy? I imagine being on that side of the elephant can't hurt. I haven't seen that. You folks down there probably know more about what Tubbs is thinking. I don't really know because I've never had a political conversation with him. I'm sure Scott Moore has known about this a long time. Scott's down there. He's around Tubbs a lot. They talk a lot. I'm not. So if I see Tubbs out or something like that, perhaps. Perhaps. Soul Street Coffee says, we found out about Alabama baseball this weekend. They have made some good improvements, but they've still got a ways to go before they can compete with Vandy. Yeah, Vandy swept them, and that doesn't mean that Alabama's had a bad year. Alabama looks improved, but Vandy has a total different level player. You know how Alabama gets Johnny Five-Star in football recruiting? Vanderbilt gets Kamar Rocker. Kamar Rocker would be the equivalent of the best guy you sign in your football class. Vanderbilt baseball. He would be your Antonio Alfano or whoever of this most recent class. Peter says, Bill, zero shot Connecticut wins the spring natty. He said, what about Rutgers? Why not just give it to Hofstra? Well, considering I didn't keep up with Hofstra this spring, I couldn't tell you. But Brian gets all the credit for UConn. He called us up out of Rhode Island. He explained their plight, and he did it eloquently to the point where I think they supplanted North Carolina for the spring natty. At CrazyCharlie615 on Twitter and at Bill is King. Hang out anytime you want. Follow Crazy Charlie for all his expertise in various areas. And, of course, his show every morning, 5 o'clock, which is a fantastic hockey show. Talking NHL like nobody else can do it. At Bill is King. And remember, commitments, December 18th. I know that's a long time off, but I'm gonna drill you on that date. December 18th. Jeff 2 says that's 240 days away, but we're not counting down. Lodge Pop.